Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank everyone for, want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing. And most of all, thanks for listening. We certainly appreciate it. Thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
I think players like being coached. I think they enjoy working hard, but you gotta be organized, and we will be, and we'll get after it. But you know, people talk about having fun. I think what I think is being enjoyable is playing the game right. And to be honest, trying to kick somebody's ass. That's what I think is enjoyable.
That's Terry Francona sounding a little bit too much like Pedro. But that's okay. He's a much better manager and he'll be fine. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for sharing that.
Shams texted me after I announced my retirement. And, you know, what I told him is what I would say today, that I hope he has as fulfilling and as rewarding of a career as I've had.
And that's Woj. He's kind of breaking the news for Shams. Shams Charania, our friend, Go Ramblers, famous Loyola graduate, is now the information man at ESPN. So congratulations to a local guy made good. And we've got Marshall Harris here. Marshall! Bless you, sir.
Yeah, buddy. Happy to be here. Happy Tuesday. I'm sad that David's buddy. Not here. I was going to say hi, David, but he's not over there. So.
Oh, he just must have missed you on the way out.
Okay.
And we also have Dan Bernstein. He's
this
here.
It's not going to happen, man.
Oh, boy. How about that? We just hear from Aaron Rodgers there. How about what happened?
You know it's just not going to happen.
Poor Robert Saleh. What did he do wrong other than get the wrong quarterback?
Aaron is going to reshape that thing in his image one way or another. He's going to take everybody down with him. He'll take everybody down with him before
poor,
it's his fault.
Poor Bill Belichick. He's just ruined his reputation. Oh, Bill ruined his own reputation. Let's not get into that.
I was very interested in the discussion that you were having about Trevor Lawrence and does he love the game of football?
I didn't know that was going to go on the air. I just happened to be asking Dave, like, hey, do you think that this part of his problem is he doesn't really, you know, he's kind of got the Nate Davis thing going?
Well, but...
And then that came out.
Nate Davis doesn't love football?
We didn't. Yes, I think that has been said. No, of course not. But the idea of it is with the old scouts that can't quite fit somebody in a box.
They don't love football.
Let's not forget that that's been said about Caleb Williams a lot. That has been muttered behind the scenes by a lot of these old white dudes. I won't even debate. I think it's silly to even countenance the debate in that regard. But I want to watch a game with one of these guys.
When he came out, that's what he was.
I'm saying that there were a lot of old crusty white scouts. He loves the game. Blah, 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 blah. I think that there are people who just don't understand some of the young kids and how they act and who they are and what they care about.
What are the young kids doing?
Yeah, the generation gap is real. I'll tell you this.
Especially in football.
Yeah, when you talk to young people today, a lot of people are out of touch with what they're doing. I think a lot of people who are parents kind of get it because they see these young kids and they're like, you're very different than me. I mean, we have similarities, but... your reality is also a lot different than my reality was at your age.
No doubt about that.
Absolutely.
And we all remember the past a little bit shaded, if you will.
Sure. And glowingly in a way that it probably wasn't. And I don't want to sit with one of these people that always loves the game, doesn't love the game. I want to sit and watch a game. And when Trevor Lawrence throws an incompletion,
he doesn't love it.
I want that scout to tell me, well, it would have been complete if he loved the game more. If he takes a sack, I want him to just tell me why. Well, he took that sack because he doesn't love the game enough.
But I think you're missing. You know what that means. That has nothing to do with an incompletion or a mistake made on the field.
They're looking at more Molly like
where does
preparation.
Where does the rubber meet the road?
And such.
Yeah. If you say he doesn't practice hard enough, say he doesn't practice hard enough.
Well, I don't think they can tell me. Because they've paid him. But I do think that, you know, in the case of Nate Davis, I think that we heard we heard for the first time Matt Eberflus call a guy out. He started out by talking about him not seemingly ready to practice or can't do. I mean, he made it clear we need him to be, you know, ready to go. I think that when you have a coach that never calls out anyone, that is the last step a guy's taking.
I'm not debating Nate Davis because he's just not out there. Like, that tells you everything you need to know.
Right.
But in the case of some, like an NFL number one overall quarterback, well, if you're going to say that, if that's going to be out there, there better be evidence.
But I mean, and I don't expect them to say it. I mean, you've heard this stuff. Basically, you know, when you start talking about love of the game, that has to do with and this is just the mentality of NFL people.
This is what I mean.
Living in the building.
I know, but it's
so. Let me ask you this,
because that's my point.
I have a direct comparison to make here. We're talking about a number one overall pick. Obviously, franchise was built around him.
Yes.
How different or the similar would you say this is to all the noise we heard around Kyler Murray signing his extension and putting the clauses in? And
I was just going to bring that up, but we had evidence there.
They put the clauses in.
Right, and they told us, you're playing video games too much.
Yes.
Like, okay, there you go. That's evidence.
Right.
That isn't just some overarching doesn't love the game.
Money. They just wanted to make sure he was going to practice hard for it. It was bizarre.
Yeah. They want to make sure that he... whether he loved the game or not, that he was going to show up and do his job.
Yeah, like football more, as much or more than you like video games.
Yes.
So they put it out there.
Yeah.
But in a case like, you remember Joey Harrington?
Of course.
Or
of course, he had a billboard in Times Square.
Josh Rosen.
He was a brilliant piano player, did you know?
Right, but somehow that's the reason why he wasn't good enough at football?
He was a distant relation to Padraig Harrington.
Is that true?
That is true.
Cool.
Look it up.
I learn something new every day.
Yeah.
I didn't. That's a new
Joey
one.
Harrington had some genetic relationship. It's the genes.
He did have good genes
with Padraig Harrington. I wouldn't make it up for you.
That's news to me.
Really
cool.
They're cousins.
Here for you. See, I told you.
Yeah.
Did you look it up?
Of course. See, that's what the internet
always
is for.
Does. It's another thing that I'm learning about him.
He doesn't trust
live me. Fact check.
I want to know.
Always a real time fact checker.
I
want to know.
I could never work for any of these news networks, well, but then, doggone it. I'm going to fact check you guys.
I wouldn't do an interview with you.
You're not the only
Wait
one.
Wait a second here.
Other people have refused to do interviews with me as well. So
I love the fact that 60 Minutes is like, we do this for every story we do. That's kind of our job.
Oh, God.
All right, we've got plenty of Bears stuff coming here. The curious case and unfortunate case of Jaquan Brisker and what that may mean going forward. We're going to talk about the firing of Robert Saleh. And does this open the floodgates now? Is Doug Peterson going to make the trip? Patrick Manley at 11. Pete Futek on the wild world of college football.
Love
at 11:25. People not even knowing how to fill out their ballots for the top 25.
Oh, no.
High noon, 11:45. TJ Edwards is going to join us from London at noon, and we're going to talk about the Bulls. There's a Bulls game tonight, and there's a Blackhawks game tonight.
Blackhawks open their season. I hope you're making season predictions.
Against Utah hockey team.
Do you want to make predictions? We can make predictions.
You got to make predictions.
Oh, I have to make predictions?
Yeah, we can do that.
It's imperative.
I predict. Like, wait, no, I'm going to save it.
Why are you giving away?
I'm going to save my red-hot hockey takes.
Oh, my goodness. I like it.
Melting the ice
bring
over
back Kurt Warner and have fun with a bunch of other things as well.
All right, guys. Have a great one.